This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Got a great interview now, Mish.
I'm looking forward to this one. So, In Your Face and Unapologetic Down Girl is a femme punk band based in Eura, with songs focused around LGBTIQA+ issues and mental health, paired with epic electric vocals, tight drums, and some grubby good guitar and bass.
I've been listening to their music over the past week or so, and I think there is so much that we can dive into with the tracks on their debut album, Manic. And to do so, we are joined now by Scar Saramore. Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Scar.
Hello. Thank you for having me, guys. It's an absolute pleasure.
And now, we love seeing women in music, especially an all-woman identifying band. What's the experience been like as females, especially in kind of the punk rock world?
You know what? It's been a long journey. I've been, as a drummer in Down Girl, I've been in over easy 20 bands over 25 years. And when I started drumming, I was the only female drummer aside from two others that were like 20 years older than me. So we've come a very long way, I must say.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the EP Manic, presumably titled around mental health. Do the tracks in the EP follow a particular story from Fiend through to Malibu, Stacey?
So when we went into that last lockdown in COVID, and in Sydney, we couldn't go. Like, I know it was worse in Melbourne. Don't get me wrong. You guys had it really rough down there. But
thanks for reminding us.
We were just recovering from the trauma.
We still are, especially us musicians. But the last lockdown, we our old band was called Boys Club, and we kind of, the singer left that band during that lockdown, and, you know, I wanted to give up. COVID was really, really hard for me, especially with bipolar and all of my mental issues on top of it. It was very, very hard for me. So we somehow bonded together, us four, and we couldn't see each other. So we wrote all of these songs separately in our homes online, and we sent them all to each other, and that's how every single song kind of got written. One of us started with an idea, and it just got passed around till it was finished. And that's basically the whole EP. And not only we called it Manic with the mental health, it was literally the most manic thing I've ever written back and forth in my whole life as a musician. And I'm sure you can hear that if you listen to the songs together, because you can tell they're not all with us in the same room, really.
Yeah, wow.
That is unreal. I tell you, I was actually, when I was researching to your stuff, and I found your video 2006, and I absolutely was like, this is actually really cool. Like, just the vibe and the costumes and the Tony Bologna's and the whatever is absolutely fantastic.
Left, right, up or down, I think any government right now, you know, needs a bit of kick up the bum in anywhere in the world, you know. And that video was us kind of being tongue-in-cheek in a way that, because we don't want to shove anything political down anyone's throat, but we want to artistically speak for ourselves. And we're just a bunch of absolute clowns wanting to have fun at the end of the day. And if, you know, we can poke a little bear here and there, like ScoMo was one of the worst things to ever happen to our country. So I'm glad we could do a little story about him, really.
Yeah. Look, honestly, I relate to everything that you're saying so much. And I love that you're like, we're trying not to be political, but like, let's talk about one of your biggest earworms, Boys. This track, it gives me toxic masculinity, a bit of a like stick it to the man attitude.
Yep.
What's the story behind that? What is Boys about?
So Boys Fighting Boys, funnily enough, it was like our second show, like, a year and a half ago. We played this show, and it's when we were just starting, so we didn't have a huge following or anything at this point, and we played in Wollongong, and it started, like, I'm not just talking about rain, I swear to God, like, I thought we were going to die at this one point. The back of the stage started flooding.
Whoa. Oh my God.
So mid-stage, like, as a drummer, I got off and I jumped in the water and I started swimming mid-stage, as I do. And it was the most chaotic show. We finished and this band was playing after us, and we couldn't help, there was this group of men, like big burly men, But they're sitting outside watching the UFC in pissing down rain. Like, well, this guy's trying to light his cigarette watching the UFC outside. And we thought it was the funniest thing ever. So we just started, like, running around in the rain going, boys fighting, boys fighting, boys. And we were just taking the absolute piss out of the scenario. And we couldn't let it go. The hook just kept coming back, kept coming back. And then we were all in the room and we wrote that in one go, the whole structure and the music. And we're like, that sounds like that song. So Alex put the lyrics on top of it, and that was Boys.
I almost want to see that reenacted in a music video, to be honest. That would be fantastic.
Like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind a bit of UFC. You know, if there's going to be any fighting in the world, I agree on human against human instead of anything else. But I can't say I'd ever want to sit in the rain. I'm not that keen.
No, fair. But, you know, swimming in the rain, that's great. How do you find that the LGBTQIA plus community are getting behind, how are we doing in getting behind artists in the music industry, particularly bands that are, like, all women artists?
I would say us queers are running it right now, my friend.
Snaps. Love that. Great answer.
We're on top. We're on top. I have never seen the amount of queer music love in the whole industry right now, especially in Sydney. Like, the queer bands, the non-binary, like, everything coming through is so beautiful. And, like, back in the day, like, here's something really funny. I won MySpace's most extraordinary person on MySpace back in the day. But the reason why... It's quite funny, I know. But I won $10,000.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, I was the only female drummer, but I called myself a pansexual back then. And no one knew what it was back then. Like, back then, that was wild, me calling myself pansexual. Everyone's like, what the fuck is that? So, yeah, we've come a long, beautiful way to where we are now. And the youth underneath me, I'm learning off them. It's crazy.
Do you think there's something that's contributing to that? That sort of queer love for queer artistry and queer music? Do you think there's something that's led to that sort of more engagement?
Well, I think we've had to work harder, you know. Mm. Like, as queers, we have to give our full heart. We have to give everything. We, you know, it wasn't legal to get married only, what, 4 or 5 years ago. You know, we've come a long way, and I feel like we don't have a choice but as female queers to work harder than most around us. And I think it's quite beautiful to watch the fruits come from all of this right now around us.
Most
love.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much for your time this morning. Keep making amazing music. We can't wait to see more coming out of Down Girl. You can check out Down Girl on all of the socials. Keep an eye on them. They'll probably be back to Melbourne. You were here last year for Peer Festival, so I'm just going to presume you're going to be here again for it this year as well.
We will be back July. Can't wait.
Amazing. Thank you. Hey, listening to this right now, this is Boys. Get around it. You're on Joy Breakfast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.